Manny Pacheco, and it's time for Forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning paperback that tells America's story through the character actors of Hollywood's golden age. Joining me today is the radio columnist from the Orange County Register and my good friend Gary Lycan with his weekly On the Backlot report. Today we're going to honor the Gold family with their incredible pedigree during the studio era. Yet their names may not be completely familiar to the average film buff. Ernest Gold and Marnie Nixon were married for 19 years from 1950 until 1969. Both have accomplished resumes. Their eldest son, Andrew Gold, died recently, and he was also a fine singer-songwriter. When you listen to their immense body of work, I'm convinced you'll be pleasantly surprised. We begin with Ernest Gold, the honored composer of film scores including Judgment and Nuremberg. He received a Golden Globe and Grammy for his score on Stanley Kramer's On the Beach, a film starring Gregory Peck, Ava Gardner, Fred Astaire, and Anthony Perkins. He received 4 Academy Award nominations, and 2 of those films are quite familiar. Exodus, for which he won an Oscar, and It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. Let's enjoy the varied sounds of Ernest Gold on Forgotten Hollywood. Incidentally, Ernest Gold has a star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame for his contribution to cinema. I'm Manny Pacheco, and this is Forgotten Hollywood. His former wife, Marnie Nixon's musical voice dubbing career began in 1948. She would aptly represent Hollywood royalty.
Hi, I'm Marnie Nixon. I am a ghost. Now, what do Deborah Carr, Grandma Farr, Natalie Wood, and Audrey Hepburn have in common? My voice.
Marnie Nixon's audacious debut was during an angelic moment in the Ingrid Bergman film, Joan of Arc. The next year, she was hired to sing for Margaret O'Brien in the motion picture Secret Garden. I've got that short clip for you on Forgotten Hollywood.
Song. I must ask you about it someday.
Marnie Nixon's voice used in the background didn't receive screen credit. This would be a recurring issue for the singer. Up next on Forgotten Hollywood, Miss Nixon appears in the adapted movie American Broadway Songbook. I'm Manny Pacheco.
The French are glad to die for love. They delight in fighting duels. But I prefer a man who lives and gives expensive jewels. A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but it won't pay the rental on your humble flat, or help you at the automat. Men grow cold as girls grow old, and we all lose our charms in the end. But square cut or pear shape, these rocks don't lose their shape. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Tiffany's, Cartier, Black Star, Ross Gorham. Talk to me, Harry Winston, tell me all about it.
There may come a time when a lass needs a lawyer, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. There may come a time when a hard-boiled employer thinks you're awful nice, but get that ice or else no dice. He's your guy when stocks are high, but beware when they start to descend. It's then that those louses go back to their spouses. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. I've heard of affairs that are strictly platonic, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. And I think affairs that you must keep Masonic are better bets. If little pets get big baguettes, time rolls on and youth is gone, and you can't straighten up when you bend. But stiff back or stiff knees, you stand straight at Tiffany's. Diamonds! Diamonds! I don't mean rhinestones, but diamonds are a girl's best.
remember.
Princes and princesses.
We just heard Marnie Nixon representing the voices of Marilyn Monroe in Gentlemen Prefer Blondes and Deborah Carr in Affair to Remember on Forgotten Hollywood. 20th Century Fox felt it unnecessary to reveal the secret of the voice dubbing prominence in the motion pictures during the studio era. In fact, Marnie Nixon signed a contract stipulating that she would not reveal this practice to the public in order to get paid. Because of this negotiation, Nixon again was given no screen credit for her work on The King and I. The star of the picture, Deborah Carr, intensely disliked the practice and eventually let the secret out late in her life. This is Forgotten Hollywood.
It's a very ancient saying, but a true and honest thought, that if you become a teacher, by your pupils you'll be taught. As a teacher, I've been learning. You'll forgive me if I boast. And I've now become an expert on the subject I like most, getting to know you. Getting to know you, getting to know all about you. Getting to like you, getting to hope you like me. Getting to know you, putting it my way, but nicely. You are precisely my cup of tea. Getting to know you, getting to feel free and easy. When I am with you, getting to know what to say. Haven't you noticed? Suddenly I'm bright and breezy because of all the beautiful and new things I'm learning about you day by day. Getting to know you, getting to know all. Getting to know you, putting it my way, but nicely. You are precisely my cup of tea. Getting to know you, getting to feel free and easy. When I am with you, getting to know what to say. You noticed, suddenly I'm bright and breezy. getting to know you, getting to feel free and easy. When I am with you, getting to know what to say. Haven't you noticed? Suddenly I'm bright and breezy.
Because of all the beautiful and new things I'm learning about you day by day.
Hello, young lovers, whoever you are, I hope your troubles are few. All my good wishes go with you tonight. I've been in love like you. Be brave, young lovers, and follow your star. Be brave and faithful and true. Cling very close to each other tonight. I've been in love like you. I know how it feels to have wings on your heels and to fly down a street in a trance. You fly down a street on the chance that you'll meet, and you'll meet not really by chance.
Welcome to Forgotten Hollywood as we reflect on the magic of the Gold family, including Marnie Nixon, during Hollywood's golden age. I'm Manny Pacheco. Unfortunately, our heroine was typecast as the ghost singer of choice by producers. This meant good pay, but a life of anonymity for Nixon. However, her next project became her favorite, West Side Story. She performed on a variety of memorable songs, including Somewhere, Tonight, and A Boy Like That. And she filled the admirable shoes of Natalie Wood, and in some cases, a verse or two, Rita Moreno couldn't sing. I've selected two of the more obscure tunes from the score. You're listening to Forgotten Hollywood.
What has Gino done to her?
Gino? Why, Gino?
Maybe she's just dolling up for us. Gracias, querida.
Rosalia, Consuelo, my adorable friends, can you keep a secret?
I'm hot for secrets.
No, I won't tell you.
What?
What?
The poor girl is out of her mind.
I am crazy.
She might be at that. She looks somehow different.
I do.
And I think she is up to something.
I am.
I do. I am. She talks like a parrot.
What is going on with you, Maria?
I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and gay. And I pity any girl who's in me today. I feel charming. Charming, it's alarming how charming I feel, and so pretty that I hardly can believe I'm real. See the pretty girl in that mirror there. Who can that attractive girl be? Such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such a pretty smile, such a pretty me. I
the craziest girl on the block. You'll know her the minute you see her. She's the one who is in an advanced state of shock. She thinks she's in love, she thinks she's insane. She isn't in love, she's merely insane.
It must be the heat or some rare disease.
La, la, la.
Or too much to eat.
Or maybe it's fleas.
Keep away from her, San Porcino. This is not the Maria we know. Modest and pure, polite and refined.
La, la, la.
Well bred and mature, and out of her mind.
I feel pretty, oh so pretty, that the city should give me its key. A committee should be organized to honor me.
La 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 la.
I feel dizzy, I feel sunny, I feel fizzy and funny and fine. I'm so pretty, Miss America can just resign.
La 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 la.
See the pretty girl in that mirror there.
What mirror? Where?
How can that attractive girl be?
Which?
What?
Where? Who?
Such a pretty face,
who?
Such a pretty dress, who? Such a pretty smile, who? Such a pretty me.
Such a pretty me.
Such a pretty me. Such a pretty me.
I feel stunning.
I feel stunning.
And then prancing.
And then prancing.
Feel like running.
Feel like running and dancing. For joy, for I'm loved by a pretty, wonderful boy.
I, Anton, take thee, Maria.
I, Maria, take thee, Anton.
Poor richer, poor poorer.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to honor.
To hold and to keep.
From each sun to each moon.
From tomorrow to tomorrow.
From now to forever.
Till death do us part.
With this ring, I thee wed.
With this ring, I thee wed.
Marnie Nixon unintentionally becomes embroiled in controversy on Forgotten Hollywood. Manny Pacheco here. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, and Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History shares Americana through the eyes of actors who appear under the titles of such iconic movies such as The Wizard of Oz.
That's a horse of a different color. Come on in.
Casablanca.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
And It's a Wonderful Life.
A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History was recently a 2013 gold medal recipient from the Reader's Favorite Book Awards, complete with a star-studded ceremony in Miami. You can purchase the entire Forgotten Hollywood book series on Amazon and at independent bookstores, and you can download the first paperback to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series is a perfect gift. I invite you to visit ForgottenHollywood.com and pick up a copy of these books today. And welcome back to Forgotten Hollywood. Julie Andrews made a name for herself on Broadway with her performance of Eliza Doolittle in My Fair Lady. The part should have naturally been hers in the film adaptation. However, producers thought differently and they hired Audrey Hepburn, a bigger box office draw. Julie Andrews could sing. Hepburn could too, but not near as well. Marnie Nixon was brought in to handle the musical chores, which created a negative buzz among actors of the day. When Oscar nominations were announced later that year, Hepburn was snubbed. And Julie Andrews not only received a nod for Best Actress, but she actually won for her performance in Mary Poppins. This embarrassment for the producers of My Fair Lady eventually led to the demise of the widespread practice of ghost singing for a time. Here's more of Marnie Nixon on Forgotten Hollywood.
And the world is full of singing, and I am winging higher than the birds. Touch, and my heart begins to crumble. The heavens tumble, darling, and I'm...
Words, 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 I'm so sick of words. I get words all day through, first from him, now from you. Is that all you blighters can do? Don't talk of stars burning above. If you're in love, show me. Tell me no dreams filled with desire. If you're on fire, show me. Here we are together in the middle of the night. Don't talk of spring, just hold me tight. Anyone who's ever been in love will tell you that this is no time for a chat. Haven't your lips longed for my touch? Don't say how much. Show me, show me. Don't talk of love lasting through time. Make me no undying vow. Show Sing me no song, read me no rhyme. Don't waste my time, show me. Don't talk of June, don't talk of fall. Don't talk at all, show me. Never do I ever want to hear another word. There isn't one I haven't heard. Here we are together in what ought to be a dream. Say one more word and I'll scream. Haven't your arms hungered for mine? Please don't explain. Show me, show me. Don't wait until wrinkles and lines pop out all over my brow. Show.
I was, what a dominated fool, to think you were the earth and sky.
What a fool I was, what a little-beated fool, what a mutton-headed dolt was I. Now, my reverberating friend, you are not the beginning and the end.
You impudent hussy. There's not an idea in your head or a word in your mouth that I haven't put there.
There'll be spring every year without you. England still will be here without you. There'll be fruit on the tree and a shore by the sea. There'll be crumpets and tea without you. Art and music will thrive without you. Somehow Keats will survive without you. And there still will be rain on that plain down in Spain. Even that will remain without you. I can do without you. You, dear friend, who talk so well. You can go to Hartford, Hereford, and Hampshire. They can still rule the land without you. Windsor Castle will stand without you. And without much ado, we can all
brazen hussy.
Without your pulling it, the tide comes in. Without your twirling it, the earth can spin. Without your pushing them, the clouds are all mine. If they can do without you, ducky, so can I. I shall not feel alone without you. I can stand on my own without you. So go back in your shell, I can do bloody well without...
By George, I really did it. I did it, I did it. I said I'd make a woman, and indeed I did. I knew that I could do it, I knew it, I knew it. I said I'd make a woman and succeed, I did. Eliza, you're magnificent. 5 minutes ago you were a millstone round my neck, and now you're a tower of strength, a consort battleship. I like you this way.
Goodbye, Professor Higgins. You shall not be seeing me again.
I'm Annie Pacheco, and we are enjoying the talent of the Gold Family. In 1965, Julie Andrews ironically worked with the singer, but this time, Nixon actually had a small role as a nun in The Sound of Music. This was Nixon's third Best Picture of the Year appearance during a five-year span, an outstanding accomplishment. It was also her last motion picture performance in three decades. Forgotten Hollywood enjoys a moment from The Sound of Music.
She climbs a tree and scrapes her knee. Her dress has got a tear. She waltzes on her way to mass and whistles on the stair. And underneath her wimple, she has curlers in her hair. I've even heard her singing in the Abbey. She's always late for chapel, but her penitence is real. She's always late for everything, except for every meal. I hate to have to say it, but I very firmly feel
Maria's not an asset to the Abbey.
I'd like to say a word in her behalf. Maria makes me laugh.
How do you solve a problem like Maria? How do you catch a cloud and pin it down?
How do you find a word that means Maria?
A flibbertigibbet, a will-o'-the-wisp,
a clown. Many a thing you know you'd like to tell her. Many a thing she ought to understand. But how do you make her stay and listen to all you say? How do you keep a wave upon the sand?
Oh, how do you solve a problem like Maria?
How do you hold a moon in your hand?
When I'm with her, I'm confused, out of focus and bemused, and I never know exactly where I am.
Unpredictable as weather.
She's as flighty as a feather.
She's a darling.
She's a demon.
She's a lamb.
She'd outpester any pest, drive a hornet from its nest.
She can throw a whirling dervish out of whirl.
She is gentle, she is wild.
She's a riddle, she's a child.
She's a headache,
she's an angel.
She's a girl.
How do you solve a problem like Maria? How do you catch a cloud and pin it down? How do you find a word that means Maria?
A flibbertigibbet,
a will-o'-the-wisp,
a clown.
Many a thing you know you'd like to tell her. Many a thing she ought to understand.
But how do you make her stay and listen to all you say?
How do you keep a wave upon the sand?
Oh, how you solve a problem like Maria.
This is what you give me to work with. Well, honey, I've seen worse.
We're gonna turn this sow's ear into a silk purse.
It's freezing.
It would have been warm if you were here on time.
We'll have you washed and dried, trimmed and polished till you glow with pride. Trust my recipe for instant bride. You'll bring honor to us all.
Mulan, what's this?
Notes, in case I forget something.
Hold this. We'll need more luck than I thought.
Wait and see when we're through.
Boys will gladly go to war for you.
With good fortune
and a great hairdo,
you'll bring honor to us all.
Our girl can bring her family great honor in one way, by striking a good match, as this could be the day.
Men want girls with good taste,
obedient,
who work fast-paced, with good breeding
and a tiny waist.
You'll bring honor to us all.
There, you're ready. Not yet. An apple for serenity, a pendant for balance.
Beads of jade for beauty. You must proudly show it. Now add a cricket just for luck, and even you can't blow it. Ancestors, hear my plea. Help me not to make a fool of me, and to not uproot my family tree. Keep my father standing tall. Scarier than the Undertaker, we are meeting our matchmaker.
Dressed in guard our girls, cut our hips to rest, mask and pearls. We look kindly on these sponsored girls, each a perfect porcelain doll.
Fa Mulan.
Hi, I'm Gary Lycan, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot, where we discover the past is still relevant today, where the movies, the music, and the people who brought it to us still touch our lives. So grab some popcorn and join us down front in the theater as we take our stroll through the studio backlot. And I hope you're enjoying our new theme. It's called Mr. Moon. It's by Ray Anthony and his orchestra. It's a composition by Steve Allen, and we hope that you'll enjoy it every week here on Forgotten Hollywood. Now, Manny, since we're on the subject of Marnie Nixon, I thought I would share some liner notes about the popular ghost singer. If you buy the My Fair Lady soundtrack CD, you will not find the name of Marnie Nixon anywhere. She is, however, acknowledged on the CD soundtracks of The King and I and West Side Story. The King and I began principal photography in 1955. On the liner notes of the CD, Nixon recalls, and I'm quoting here, "They were running around like crazy trying to find someone. And Ken Darby said to me, 'I think you can do this,'" end quote. Then she said that she came in, she auditioned, and she got the job. But there is more to the story, as they say. Nixon was new to dubbing at this point in her career, so they had her work closely with Deborah Carr. Nixon said, and again I quote, "When Deborah rehearsed a scene that contained songs, I was always called in so I could watch what she was doing. She would actually sing, and then I would get up and stand beside her and walk through the scene with her. So actually, she was getting from me the different flow of energy that it takes to produce certain kinds of notes. And she incorporated certain aspects of my body language within her characterization," end quote. Also, here's another little known fact. In the song, "Shall I Tell You What I Think of You?"
Nixon said she and Deborah Carr went back and forth, standing side by side at the recording. Nixon said, and again I quote, "She would point to me and I would point to her, sometimes right in the middle of a measure. We would switch and nobody knew the difference. In the end, you couldn't tell who was singing what. And that's the way it should be. It was wonderful." And that's the end of that quote. Well, Manny, shall I tell you and Steve what I think of you? Well, let me ponder that. You know, being the diva that I am, I'll have to ponder those and maybe come back next week with another backlot. Until then, I guess, Manny, I'll send it back to you.
Thank you, Mr. Gary Lycan, and to our producer, Steve Guzman. We acknowledge your capable work. We conclude our program by passing the baton that is the legacy of Ernest Gold and Marnie Nixon. Their son, Andrew Gold, had a number of soft rock hits. How fitting the creators of the Golden Girls used his composition, "Thank You for Being a Friend," as their theme song. Let's now pay tribute to his memory. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Annie Pacheco.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel.